Hey, welcome to season three, episode three, where we are talking about the one about selling in hard times. Now, let's be real. This year, 2025, has been a bit of a shit show. I'm not gonna lie. And this particular episode is really going out to everyone that is struggling to make sales right now, myself included. I'm not here to tell you that everything is perfect all the time because the reality is it isn't. And if you're in the B2B space like I am, this is the space that has been hit the hardest. Because when times are tough, when stuff is going on in the world, the first thing that people do who are serving business to business and businesses who are working with other businesses, they tend to push aside coaching and turn to more DIY stuff. Or they just kind of piecemeal things together and just kind of go with the flow. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. So, how do you manage that? I can hear you kind of thinking. So, what do you do in hard times? How do you sell? Because there's a couple of layers here. One, you need to make money. And two, you also need to kind of think about the person that you're actually trying to help and where they're at and what is going on in their world. Now, this is not about you having to discount things, it's not about dropping your prices, although sometimes that is an option. And it really just depends on kind of where you're at in your business and what is happening. Thankfully for me, I have set up recurring income. So I always have this baseline that pretty much covers all of my day-to-day stuff. But what it doesn't cover is investing in things. So I am the person who is being very frugal with how I spend my dollars. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm not spending my dollars, but I'm being much more cautious about who I give my money to, which means I'm not just randomly buying someone's offer from Facebook, right? So if I see a Facebook ad in the past, I might be like, I'm just gonna throw $37 at that. I'm just gonna see what they're doing. Or I'm just gonna try $27. I'm just gonna throw it at that. I'm not doing that. What I'm doing is paying attention to the people that I trust, and your audience is doing the same. And that is why you want to think about creating connection through empathy marketing. Now, here's the thing. This doesn't mean you actually really need to change anything, particularly if you are someone who already nurtures and sells, right? If you're always nurturing your audience and selling to your audience, you don't really need to change anything other than you may want to think about segmenting. So I know I normally share a story from Voxer Coaching, but you know what? The story today was my story because I am experiencing this myself. And I wanted to share how I am approaching this process. Number one, I'm not getting political, so I don't talk about politics or anything like that in any of my emails because that is not the time or place to do that. I'm aware of stuff that's going on, but I'm not going to address it in my emails because the people that I'm serving, they're already dealing with an overwhelm and overload of that content. I do not want to be someone who is adding more to that. Instead, I choose to empower. I choose to bring positivity. I choose to share insights, knowledge, and wisdom instead. So that's my approach. You can absolutely do what feels right for you. So there's no wrong or right answer here, but that's what I do. And I continue to nurture and sell, but I segment. Now, what I mean by that is that I have a daily email community segment, which is predominantly the majority of my email list, give or take about 2,000 subscribers. And that is because at any given time, I want to make sure that I'm only delivering content to the people who want it. And the daily email community segment excludes anyone who's in a direct promotion right now. So I have a tag that says admin promoting that gets applied and removed depending on where someone is in a automation. So they don't need to start getting all of my emails, right? And I know that I'm probably still sending a few more emails than they may be like, but at least I can control that. There's a couple other things as well. So I have that daily email community segment. So they predominantly get all of my daily emails, right? That goes out. But there is a time and place for different offers that I have that best align with different segments of my audience. So how I think through this is if I'm doing, you know, a brand new offer, and let's say it's a one-on-one coaching offer, then I'm not going to send that out to my entire audience. Instead, I'm going to focus on my previous customers and my most active subscribers. And that will be around 20% of my actual email list. So a smaller portion, but people who are much more engaged, who have been watching my YouTube content, listening to the podcast, those types of things, and people who have purchased in the past. They're the people who I'm going to put new offers out in front of. So I'm not always launching new things to everyone on my email list. And this is working much better than just doing kind of these massive launches. And that's the other thing, is that I continue to nurture and sell, so I never really have to launch. And even if it is a brand new offer, I'm really just doing intentional promotion. I think the difference between promotion and launch is that with a launch, you've typically got some big lead up, a pre-event, a challenge or something like that, some type of free thing before you launch the thing. I don't have time for any of those things because I'm traveling full time. And there is a whole bunch of other stuff going on personally that I just can't even fathom pulling together any type of launch right now. So I want you to think through that for yourself. Who can you identify in your audience who might be much more willing to spend? And there are key indicators, people who are clicking your links, listening to any of your podcast episodes, going in, having a look at sales page, previous customers. Those are the people that you want to be getting in front of again and again and again. So that is your action step, to go and have a look at your last 7 emails and start segmenting your audience based on people who are clicking, people who are engaging, and then presenting offers to that audience. Now, at any given time, someone in your main audience can kind of upgrade themselves into that by simply taking action on the content that you're already sharing with them. Hey, and thanks so much for joining me for our Simple Success session today. If you loved what we just discussed and you are looking for more support and help, accountability, feedback on getting all of these components in place, then I'd love to help you inside the feedback loop. It's just $100 for 30 days, Voxer coaching and daily feedback. Kind of like having a business bestie hanging out in your back pocket. Now you can find all the details at hustleandgroove.com/feedback. And remember, your business does get to be easy and fun. You just have to decide to make it so. See you next time.